This is the KPFK Finance Committee meeting, December 7th, 2022. And now I'm going to call the roll. It's now 4:07 p.m. Grace Aaron is here. Ken Aaron. Doug Barnett.
Fred Doug Blair. Barnett.
Is that you, Doug? Doug Barnett, are you here?
Okay. Yes.
Fred Blair.
Doug.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Fred Blair.
Present.
Good. Sue Cohn-Johnson. Bella DeSoto.
Present.
Raymond. Good. Raymond Goldstone.
Present.
Good. Michael Heiss.
Here.
All right. Dave Johnson.
Dave Johnson is here.
Good. Steve Kaiser. Kim Kaufman.
Here.
Good. Dan McCrory.
Here.
Good. John Markowitz. King Riley.
Here.
Lawrence Ray. King. Good. Lawrence Reyes. Janine Roan. Ruth Strauss.
Here.
Good. Beth Von Gunten.
Here.
Good. John Wenger. Okay. And Michael Novick, the IGM.
Yes, I'm here.
Good. All right. I'll just go back for a minute. Ken Aaron. Sue Cohn-Johnson. Steve Kaiser, Lawrence Reyes, John Markowitz, Lawrence, and Janine Roan, and John Wenger. Okay, when they show up, I'll note them as being present. All right, let me see what's the I sent out a slightly revised agenda. I believe, let's see, you might have to click the dots in the email. And the next thing on the agenda is request for timekeeper, Michael.
Oh,
Heiss,
I live to keep. I live to keep time.
Oh, okay, great, wonderful.
Give me just for today. What are the parameters?
Okay, agenda approval is next on the agenda, and that's 5 minutes.
No. I'm sorry. Wait, Grace, I'm sorry. Parameters for time. How much time do you want to give
90 seconds for comments.
Okay, and just to avoid, if I may, issue from the last time, if people keep talking, I'm going to wait for a pause, and then I'm going to say, your time has expired.
Okay, very good. So now we're on agenda approval. I sent out a revised agenda. I'll read it for the stream. Agenda approval, then approved minutes from November 30th, report from the IGM and Q&A, and within that agenda item is a motion from Kim Kaufman, which reads the IGM should produce an updated fiscal year 23 budget for the rest of the year with a fund drive chart by the November 30 meeting. Then we have a treasurer's report and Q&A, and then unfinished business, and in the unfinished businesses, approving backlogged minutes, and a motion from Michael Novick, and a motion from Steve Kaiser, which is actually similar to a motion from the earlier motion from Kim. And then we're set to adjourn at 6. I would entertain a motion to approve the draft agenda.
So moved.
Okay. Is there any objection to the draft agenda?
Bella. Did you hear me?
Yes. Go ahead. Any discussion? Go ahead, Bella.
Yes, thank you. I object because I objected last time when this meeting was being set up that it is not including essential unfinished business. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Your objection is noted. Any other objections to the draft agenda?
Kim to the stack.
Hearing. Okay. Go ahead, Kim.
I would like to add, review the P&Ls we received yesterday or at the last meeting. And okay. I'd like to put that after, I guess, before the GM so he can review it with us. So number, I guess, 4A. And I think all the minutes should be included together.
Okay, one thing at a time, Kim.
All right.
I'll recognize you again for the other change.
So we're adding I'd like to add the P&L review before the report from IGM.
Okay, so that would be at 4A. That would be 5, and then the report from the IGM would be 6. Doesn't really belong in the agenda item. Okay, so any objection to reviewing the profit and loss statement that I sent out yesterday?
Bella objects before the IGM report.
Okay. Is there any objection, other objection to reviewing the profit and loss statement?
Before the IGM, you mean?
Yes. Is there any objection?
Bella objects.
Okay, I hear you. Bella objects. We'll note your objection. Any other objection? Okay, hearing no other objection and noting, except for Bella's objection, noting her objection, and we will add that agenda item as item number 5. Okay. Kim, you had another change to the agenda?
Well, I just think all the minutes should go together.
Okay, so would you like to put the today's minutes back down on the unfinished business?
Well, no. I mean, it's going to take a long time, but they should all go together in number 4.
Okay, I don't think that that's proper because we did vote to have this meeting as a special meeting be principally for financial matters.
Well, then no minutes should go on there. Then no minutes should go on.
Okay. That wasn't the intent. I believe that Beth did, when she was motivating her motion last week, was to have the regular procedural business taken care of. So anyway, you want to...
Point of information, please, Bella.
Okay. Hold on, Bella. Okay. Kim, if you want to make a motion to approve all the minutes before we do anything else as agenda item 4.
Point of information, please.
Go ahead, Bella. What's up?
Madam Chair, what is being discussed here is very critical. If this was agreed upon as a special meeting, then the minutes should not be part of this agenda. And I agree with Kim in that respect. And now you're trying to bundle them? I completely object. This is a violation. First, I object to the fact that this is a special meeting.
Okay, this is not Bella, you're out of order because you're not requesting information. Okay?
I did. I requested information.
What is your question? What is your question?
The question,
Bella,
is that we agreed upon precisely what
that's
you stated.
That's not a question.
That's not a question.
Bella, you're out of order. If you have a question, ask a question. What is the question?
Why are the minutes included in this agenda if everything else has been removed?
Okay, would you like to make a substitute motion? Okay, first of all, there's no motion on the floor. I recognize Kim to make a motion about the minutes. We're going to take that up first. Then I'll get back to you, Bella. What's your motion, Kim? Do you have a motion to modify the agenda, and what is it?
Well, I'm I'm asking what the body wants. Unfortunately, in your minutes from the last meeting, you don't have the motion in there that was passed, so we can't refer to the exact wording of it. That's why you put motions in minutes, so we can refer to what actually was said, not what each of us recall. I recall that there were to be no procedural issues in there, like minutes. On the other hand, if we're going to approve any minutes, then we should approve all minutes.
Okay, thank you, Kim. I put Beth's motion in the minutes. I'm not going to refer to them now and waste everybody's time. What she said from my notes is, maintaining our regular meetings and having all other meetings be special meetings restricted to only financial matters. And the one regular meeting this month is December 28th. That was the wording of her motion. I did put that in the minutes. Now, let's move on. Do you want to, what motion do you have to modify this agenda? To state a motion, we're not going to leave, we don't leave it up to the body. We vote on motions. If you want to put a motion forward to modify the agenda, let me know what the motion is.
Okay, then we should remove, you know, the minutes and all the other stuff from this agenda, Grace. All the old motions should be removed from this agenda.
Okay. I hear you. Good. I hear you. Now, I would like to say that the reason the Michael Novick motion remained in this agenda is because it's a financial motion and therefore conforms with the special meeting, with the motion that Beth put forward. So I see no reason to remove that. But we can – is your motion to approve to eliminate minutes approval from this agenda? Is that what you'd like to move?
Yes.
Okay. Is there any objection to deleting the approval of minutes, all of the approval of minutes, from this meeting agenda? Okay, hearing none, we won't
and
approve
like,
any minutes. Okay, that's it. Hearing no
I'd
objection.
Like, I okay, to that.
Okay,
I would
that's
like
good.
To remove number D, motion from Steve Kaiser, which is my motion. So there's no reason to put that in there, Grace. My motion was
okay.
accepted in the beginning of the meeting.
Okay, very good. Okay, I don't believe Steve Kaiser is here, is he? All right. So is there any objection to removing the motion, which is redundant anyway, from Steve Kaiser? The KPFK Finance Committee requests that the IGM produce an updated fiscal year 2023 budget for the rest of the year. Earlier in
point,
the agenda.
Point of information. Grace, earlier in the email exchange, you said that the purpose, the advantage to Steve Kaiser's thing is that it serves to put the interim GM on notice that it's coming so that he could address it then and not have to come back to it.
No, my motion has already been approved
okay,
further up.
Kim, you're out of order. Kim, you're out of order. You're out of order.
My question is, if Kim's motion is after in new business, then that doesn't meet the objective.
Okay. Order. Do not talk unless you're recognized. John. I put the agenda item, that agenda item, prior to the IGM report, feeling that it would be a good place to put it. Kim objected and wanted it to be placed where it was agreed on in an earlier agenda addition. So, look, we can make a compromise and talk about it within the IGM report and take care of it rather than spending a lot of time reflecting on this agenda. Okay, so...
Okay, that answers my question. Thank you.
Okay, very good. So we're on... We've eliminated approving the minutes, so from this agenda. Was there any other... Are we finished with this agenda? Anyway, we're out of time, I'm sure.
Yeah, 12 minutes over.
Yeah, okay. So now, is there any objection to this agenda as revised, as amended?
Bella objects.
Okay,
Can someone mute, please?
Yeah. Okay, very good. Bella, your... objection is noted. Are there any other objections to accepting this revised agenda? Hearing none, we'll move on to the IGM report. Michael, you have the floor.
Excuse me.
We're out of time, Kim.
No, Grace.
That's it, and you're now out of order.
A point of order, Grace.
Go ahead.
We just approved reviewing the August P&Ls before the report from IGM so the IGM could review them with us. We just approved that.
Yes. Good. Point well taken. All right.
Mm.
So now let me see when I sent that. Does everyone have that in front of them?
I don't know what
to it. Okay. What we're looking for is... That's correct. The next thing on the agenda is reviewing the profit and loss statement that I sent out. Let me see when I sent it out. Here we go. I sent it out last night at 10:39 p.m. Okay. So who wants to discuss... details in the P&L. This is consolidated financials through August.
I have a motion. Bella has a motion.
Okay. The agenda is already approved. A motion is out of order. We're discussing the consolidated financials.
You never came back to me, Grace. You remember that?
Yeah, because we were out of time. We were out of time, and the agenda was approved. Okay, now we're discussing the consolidated financials.
But why,
Bella? You're out of order. You're out of order.
Okay.
Okay. Now, would anyone like to make any comments or discuss the consolidated financials?
Yes, this is Mike for the stack.
Go ahead. Okay, anyone else for the stack?
Bella.
Of course.
Okay. Did you say Bruce? Who was that? I have Michael and Bella. Anyone else like to comment on the consolidated financials? Okay. All right. Go ahead, Michael.
Thanks. And I don't know if this can be answered without Michael Novick or someone else, but just looking at the, the KPFK part of this, you know, the listener income, listener support is down, but not dramatically as one might have thought. Major donor income is up, but the two big things that go to the lack of revenue is website income, which disappeared, and what the heck is it? And whatever it was, why isn't it there? And miscellaneous other income, I'm guessing that might have been PPP, $736,000. So right there is $1.2 million. And that's, you know, sort of the difference between make and where we are broken. Is there any explanation as to what the... those things are?
Okay. I'm not sure Michael can respond to that, but would you like to, Michael?
Well, yeah, the 736,000 is.
Could you speak up, please?
The 736,000 is, I believe, the DPP money, and I don't know why they changed the format of breaking out the website income that they used to break out and no longer do. But the previous total listener support between the website and the line for listener support is now just the listener support line. So listener support is down compared to last year. So that's the difference between the two factors. We don't have any of the...
Can you speak up, please?
We don't have any of the grant money that we previously received that was accounted for in the previous year's year-to-date, and the listener support is, in fact, down. Why they broke it out is the two separate... categories of web support and listener support and no longer do. I can't say. There was some policy change, I guess, that was made to stop.
Just to clarify then, Michael.
Skim
so
to the stack.
And point of information.
Okay, just a moment.
Point of information as well.
Okay, hold on. All right. First, go ahead, Michael. Ask your follow-up.
Yeah, just real quickly, Michael. So for a better comparison, if you combine the 1.5 and the 5, you know, 2 million, you compare that as total support to the 1.2, which would show where we're down 800,000. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, very good. Now, I had a request for information. Was that Ruth?
Yeah, it's me. The thing, I apologize to everyone, but the thing that I pulled up that you sent last night says KPFA. What am I missing here?
Okay, you have to, on the bottom of the screen, it says consolidate. There are tabs on the bottom, okay? And the first tab is consolidated F, and then there's KPFA, and then there's KPFK. If you click on, if you touch or select KPFK, you'll get KPFK.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, next person on the stack is Bella.
No, Kim.
This is Janine. I'm present. Janine Roan is present. Thank you.
Good. Thank you, Janine. Suco
Johnson is present.
Okay, very good. Okay.
Sure, this is Jonathan Markowitz, letting you know that I'm on the meeting, been on for about 15 minutes. Thank you.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Anyone else here who wants to acknowledge their presence? Okay. So now, I did put Bella was on the stack before you, Kim.
Okay,
you're
no problem.
On the stack after her. Bella, go ahead.
Let Kim go first. I will come back.
Okay, Kim?
Okay, well, okay, yes, the, $736,000, as I have reported multiple times, is PPP. In August was, you can see it's 342 is what we received in August for that year, and the previous year's was written off in the same year. So that's why they're both in there. And as I have said multiple times here, we put the website income into listener support because we could not verify at all where Barry was pulling it out of. So that's why there's only one line now.
Thank you. Anything else, Kim?
No.
All right. Bella, you're next on the stack.
Okay. I I need to come back to this because I want to cover a few things and I'm not ready at this moment.
Okay. Is there any other discussion about the profit and loss statement? Anyone else like to be on the stack? All right. Hearing no other comments.
I could add one thing, which is that I believe that they
Is this
Michael
Novick
speaking?
Okay.
Yes, Michael Novick speaking. I saw, I can't remember if it was a text or email today, they have re-enabled access to the Great Plains software, which was just
good.
A big hang. So,
praise the Lord
we'll
on that.
Yeah, so hopefully we'll
okay,
be getting
Okay, Kim, don't speak out of turn, please. Okay. Thank you, Michael.
I have a question.
Thank you.
I have a question for Michael on this.
Okay, we're not – Kim, you need to be recognized before you speak.
I'd like to be recognized.
Okay. Before – we're on an agenda item. The agenda
yes.
item is discussing the consolidated financials.
Yes, Grace.
Okay, and I will recognize you after anyone else who hasn't spoken yet on this agenda item, which is, if there's no one else who wishes to speak on this agenda item, I will recognize you because you've already spoken
Raymond
on it.
Raymond, what is that?
Now, okay, Raymond, go ahead.
I don't recall whether this is fait accompli or not. I think it is not. I don't approve of treating the website as simply listener support. I think that it would not be beyond the pale to count donations through the website. But as I understand it, the website has other income relating to advertising, and it should be reflected that way. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Raymond. Does anyone know what the revenue streams are through the website and if they are segregated in any kind of accounting at KPFK?
Bella
or
Kim?
Kim?
Bella,
or, do you have an answer to that, Bella?
Well, I would like to respond, if I may.
Okay. Do you have an answer to the question I just asked?
There
okay.
is an account.
Then hold on. I will recognize you after
you
my question is answered. Kim or Michael or anyone else, do you have do you know?
I just said that I was going to address it. Why are you going over me?
Okay, because it wasn't clear. Go ahead. Answer my question, please.
No, you are putting words in my mouth. That's what you're doing. Yes,
okay,
there
very
is
good.
An accounting. There is an accounting, and the two people that know this are Terry Guy and Ali Lexa. When they make this report to Allegiance, they are not giving them the right codes so that we can get a breakdown. I have spoken about this before a long time ago, since we started with Allegiance. The codes are not proper, so things are lumped in into one category. That's my response. Thank you.
Okay, very good. Okay, thank you, Bella. Now, Bella, you were on the stack, and you
yes.
wanted Kim to go before you. So, would you like to be? Would you like to say anything about these consolidated financials at this time?
Yes, I am not at all happy with the way that these numbers have been put together. We still do not have anything for September or October. And also, I noticed that there is, I was doing some review and back P&Ls, the miscellaneous income. Hold on one moment. Okay. We have been getting a lot of miscellaneous income in the past 2 years, the past 3 years, and all of a sudden it began drying up. I had asked for a breakdown of that. There has been no response. And also, what is going on with the grant funds that we were getting, which we never did get a breakdown, and all of a sudden went dry. And also, I'm very concerned how the fundraiser is showing a particular, very handpicked program that have brought in absorbent amount of monies, which make me wonder there's nefarious activity going on here. I would like to get information as to where those funds are coming from. Are they coming from KPFA via the website? Is that how they're coming through? We have got to ask questions. I'm very concerned about this.
Okay. Is there anyone who can address any of Bella's questions?
I can.
And Fred can.
Okay. Okay.
And Beth can.
Fred. Okay. So I'm going to go to Kim has already spoken on this agenda item, so Beth and Fred haven't. So I'm going to go to Fred first. Go ahead, Fred.
Yes. Kim just said that the miscellaneous income for the last two previous years was mostly PPP money. That's the category it was being put in. The reason it's dried up this year, because it stopped. That's the obvious fact. Again, on the web income was a category that was being put out by Allegiance, but there was no documentation on it. Therefore, the National Finance Committee this year, a few months ago, decided to merge that in with the listener support income because that's how web income had previously been posted. I can't remember any other categories, but I'm just happy to be getting any P&Ls. The fact that we essentially no longer have accounting staff. Thank you.
Thank you, Kim. Was there anything else you wanted to add to Fred
this
said?
Beth.
I'm sorry. Beth comes first. Beth, go ahead.
Thank you.
Is there anything you wanted to add to that?
Yes, I wanted to point out that the August financials were the last financials we have from NEDA. And I'm guessing that they're not as complete as our regular financials have been from NEDA. I'm guessing that's because of the disruption of their departure. We have not had regular financials since then because of our inability to access the accounting files via Great Plains. It will be wonderful and a turning point if this report from Michael turns out to hold true tomorrow and the next day and the next day, because it's not the first time we've had assurances that the problem was solved. So from this point on, we do have accounting staff in the form of the Pacifica business manager, Markeisha, and she's the one who's has not been able to access the files until supposedly now. So it's possible that I would like to hope that we will again, begin to receive financials on a regular basis. I'm sure it'll take a bit to get caught up. I've been pursuing this at pretty much every meeting, certainly about the Finance Committee, but other meetings as well, both public and closed session and more private meetings. So that's
Thank
just
you.
To give context to what we're reading. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Beth. Is there anyone who would like to say anything about the consolidated financials who has not spoken already?
Dan McCrory.
Okay. Go ahead, Dan.
I noticed that if I'm looking at the right statements, it's ending Wednesday, month 31st. Do we have anything that you penciled in that would indicate what the trend has been since then?
Okay, what was the date? Your line is pretty jagged. What was the date you stated? August 31st?
Yeah.
Okay. To my knowledge, we don't have officially have not gotten any other financials, although Michael Michael, do you have any other financials that we don't have?
No, I do not.
Okay, so that's it, Jan.
Okay, I was just wondering if there's some indication of direction based on income and expenses, where we're at. Because it's been a while since August 31st.
Yeah, okay. Maybe that Michael will be able to add to that in the next agenda item. Anyone else like to speak about this agenda item, consolidated financials?
Yes, Kim.
Who hasn't spoken yet? Yes, I know. Who hasn't spoken yet? Okay, hearing nobody. Kim, you're recognized.
Okay, I just want to say again, as I've said many times, the grants were mismarked. That's why they're no longer in there. They were mismarked by the previous business manager. And the web, as has said, could not be documented, and our previous CFO and business manager did it. I don't know whether it's a problem of allegiance or what that problem is, but it's further down on the list of priorities in terms of the time allotment that we have. So that's why it's all going into listener support.
Okay, thank
and
you.
As far as I know, there's no advertising revenue that goes in there, because that is broken out, or it has been broken out in our financials.
Okay.
No,
thank you very
not.
Much.
No, it has not.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Under line
okay.
12,
Bella, you're out of order.
Bella.
You're back.
Under line 12.
Kim,
you
Kim,
can read it.
Kim, you're both out of order. Okay, we're going to now move on to the next agenda item, which is the IGM report. Michael?
I have another question. Well, I can ask in this section. No
okay,
problem.
Very good. Okay, it's now 4:44, and we're moving on to the next agenda item. Michael?
Yeah.
Give us
so,
an IGM report.
In terms of the Finance Committee, what I can tell you is that we had a discussion among the five general managers yesterday, and I asked KPFA about coordinating our fund drives with them. I did get their chart as a result of what fund drives they'll be doing and when they're doing them. Our fund drives are going to have to be longer than theirs. So we will overlap probably before and after theirs. I drafted a proposal and I sent it to Terry today to get his input. I'm trying to hold the number of days down, but until we can reverse diminishing returns from our fund drives and until we can produce additional income from off-air fundraising, I don't have a total because the computers here at the station are down, not the computers, but the network has been screwed up for 3 days, I'm sorry to say, and Terry is unable to access a number of things that he ordinarily would be able to because the intranet and the internet are down. So we've mostly been dealing with that for several days. People might be aware, we're not currently streaming our signal. It's only being broadcast. We're not, if you go to kpfk.org and click on Listen Live, you can't. The archives have been down since Monday, right after, not the Pacific Radio Archives, but our archives on kpfk.org. When you click on archives, the last thing that got posted was Brad Friedman's broadcast on Monday and nothing since. So it has been, I think, saved on other computers, and eventually we'll try to access that and put it back up. But for the last several days, and Fred can testify to this as well, he was in the tech room. I was in there with him the other day for about 3 hours, checking cables and connections, and somebody was out from the IT person from PRA. There has been some kind of conflict between the two networks. I'm not cross-connected between KPFK and the PRA, and that has knocked us for a loop. So we're still in the process of trying to correct that, and that's been the main focus of energy and activity around the station since Monday. And it's not yet completely solved. I think that, you know, so one of the consequences of that is I don't have data for you on how much was raised, for example, on Sunday's webinar with the free showing of Vigilante with Tom Hartman and Greg Palast. But there were pledges taken. And we have to get the details of what came into KPFK. So the online auction will be launching tomorrow, and we'll see what we can generate from that. Spanish language broadcasters live event has been postponed for a week. It will be taking place now on December 17th rather than the 10th for a couple of reasons. So that income will come in at some point. And I can't tell you exactly what's happening with the current membership drive, which started at Tuesday for the same reason. The phones have been intermittent for a couple of days because of the problem with the network. And I don't think that Terry has access currently to Allegiance because of the networking problem. He can get on the internet, but he can't get through the network into other things. So we're in particularly bad shape. And other than that, I don't know what else to offer you. We're trying to get this solved. We're waiting to hear from Majid, who helped us cover the phone problems that we had and deal with them. And he's traveling and waiting. John Almelo has been working on this with us, along with Guy Peter from the IT person for PRA, Terry, Stuart, D'Angelo, Fred, as I say, and myself. So hopefully we'll get this fixed and settled and done, and then we'll be able to access a lot of data and do some course corrections based on what we learned. But right now we're in a membership drive that's due to continue through the 20th, and mostly with regular programming. We're working on a sampler of material from Cinema Libre that they have offered to us, including Paying the Price for Peace and a number of other DVDs, that we'll be using that as a special premium, probably with the new and some other programming. And we probably will have that ready for the second week of the drive. But otherwise, people are mostly pitching to the content and to the value of KPFK, to the new programming that's coming on, et cetera, et cetera. And with only brief interruptions from the programming to pitch, there's a pitch clock that Mark Maxwell and Ali Alexa designed a couple of fun drives back that we're trying to use more consistently this time, which is about 2 minutes of pitching at the 20-minute mark, 2 minutes of pitching at the 40-minute mark, and 4 or 5 minutes towards the end of the program. Terry was able to get at least one computer up and running and one phone up and running in what used to be the newsroom that has now been used as the phone room to take calls. But as I say, the phones were intermittent. There was a problem with the Spectrum router. I think we fixed that today. But there's still a lot of technical problems that are interfering with the capacity to actually have a successful drive. So we're hoping to get it cleared up as soon as we can. I guess I'm done.
Okay. Thank you, Michael. Before we go, hold on. We're not going to the stack yet. Michael, do you have any objection to moving to Kim's motion at this point before we take a Q&A on the stack?
No. I
as I say, I'm trying to work on the fund drive right now and having some further discussions, so I'll be happy to comply with whatever is passed as soon as I can.
Okay, so Kim, do you want to read your motion and motivate it?
It was passed.
Kim, I think you might be
yes,
muted.
I am muted. Okay. The IGM should produce an updated FY23 budget for the rest of the year with a fund drive chart by the November 30th meeting. So that already passed. So that was the motion. We can determine a date. I mean, once you have the fund drive chart, it shouldn't take long. It's, as I've said, it's not going to be a balanced budget, but I think we need to get a real clearer picture of how unbalanced it's going to be. And just as an aside, I won't approve anything that has not been documented as, you know, other revenue in a budget, just saying. So that's the obvious motivation.
Okay.
When do you think you can get it to us, Michael?
Okay, wait a second, Kim. For the benefit of those of us who are ignorant on this committee, can you define and explain a fund drive chart, what that would be?
Seriously?
Does it include a chart giving exactly who's going to pitch in every hour of the 24 hours during a fund drive? Does it give exactly is it a fund drive chart?
This is a budget fund drive chart where he puts out the dates. He has the per day amount that we estimate, a reasonable fulfillment rate, and what we expect to receive in each fund drive.
So it's a calendar item of how many, what days specifically the station's going to be in fund drive. Is that it for the year? And the projected income per day? Is that
what
you're saying?
Yes, that's how all of our budgets are made or should be made.
Ruth, to the stack.
Thank you for clarifying that. Okay, no, we're not taking a stack quite yet. All right, so we're going to have a discussion on Kim's motion. It was approved to be on the agenda. I don't believe it was approved, unless it was approved in the meeting that I didn't attend.
No,
it was approved for the agenda.
So
Kim's motion is on the floor, and I want to know if anyone wants to discuss specifically. The only thing in order is to discuss her motion. Okay.
That's
Ruth.
Wait a second. On the staff earlier.
Okay, wait a second. Hold on. We just opened the stack. Okay, so we have Ruth, and who else wants to be on the stack?
Bella asked to be on the stack before
Ruth. Okay, I hear you, Bella. I hear you. That's it. Okay. All right. So we go ahead, Ruth. Then Beth and then Bella.
I think this is an extremely unfair request of somebody who is volunteering, has a million things going on. Emergencies that come up just like they did just now with a serious problem at the station of the whatever went the communication thing going down. I think it is outrageous to ask somebody who is volunteering and dealing with so many things at once to ask him to come up with a year-long budget. It's rude, it's mean, and it's uncalled for. If they want to have him come up with something for the next quarter or something like that, fine. I think it is outrageous to ask somebody who is doing everything he can and answering every freaking email and everything else to ask him to do it for a year. It's unthinking and it's rude and it's mean. That's the end.
Okay, thank you, Ruth. Actually, as a point of clarification, in your motion you had a date of November 30th. Did you want to adjust that date?
Whatever date it is, it's outrageous.
I understand. It's still a motion on the floor.
I said, Grace,
okay,
I will answer your question.
Okay,
I will answer your question. When I motivated, I said we could ask the IGM when he thought he could have it for us.
Okay,
so
good.
That's up in the air.
Okay, very
and,
good.
Okay. This is
all right. Thank you. Beth, you're next.
Thank you. Yes, I have two minor amendments. First, I would like to substitute the word shall for should. And second, I would propose, if it's acceptable to Michael, if he thinks this is realistic, to replace November 30th with December 28th, because I think that would be a regular meeting for this month. But I don't want to add to whatever pressure he's under now. If that's more than he thinks is possible, I would defer to his judgment on this.
Okay, do you want to weigh in on that, Michael?
Yeah, I don't take any offense at the motion. I think the station has to have a budget that reflects reality, and as soon as it's humanly possible to do it, I will do so. I've sketched out some dates that I want to talk about with the staff here, and we'll figure out what other sources of income we have that can go into that budget. Once we have a few more details, we'll know more after the Spanish language programmers event and the auction about what our current financial picture looks like just for this month. So I think the 28th of December is a reasonable date to aim for, assuming that Great Plains, in fact, is accessible, and I can discuss existing financials with Markeisha. I would certainly want to aim for, by the end of this calendar year, having a budget for the rest of the fiscal year. So.
Okay.
Come to
all
the
right.
Stack.
Okay. So so you don't have any objection to Beth's amendment, which replaces November 30th to December 28th, Michael? Can we leave that?
Yeah, I think that'll work.
Okay, good. So now the next one is Bella and then Kim on the stack. Bella?
Yes, thank you. I fully support the sentiment that Ruth Strauss just laid out, because it is my contention that this is part and parcel of an internal sabotage effort to derail any efforts that this IGM is making.
Point of order.
In the interest of the
point of order.
Okay. Point. Yes. Go ahead. The point of order is appropriate. Go ahead.
It is inappropriate for any speaker to demean the maker of a motion, the maker of an amendment, or anyone else.
Point well taken, Bella. You can criticize statement or motion, but please do not disparage or denigrate any member of this committee or anyone else. That would be out of order. Are you finished,
I was not
Bella?
Denigrating. No.
Okay.
No,
okay.
Been
Bella. Just.
I have been interrupted several times.
Okay. Yes. You were properly interrupted for breaching decorum in this meeting by disparaging another member. Now,
I did not
comment about the motion.
I did not disparage any member of this committee. Is that clear? Did I mention any name?
Okay. Bella?
Did I?
Bella, continue.
Did I mention any name?
Okay.
You did not speak to Ruth. You did not speak to Ruth in that term.
Okay. Just, Bella, do you have anything else to say about this motion?
Yes. Yes, I do. I do not want to speak to the motion itself. I want to speak to the facts. The facts are that there is an internal sabotage campaign that's been going on. That's
point
what I want
order.
To
point
speak
of order.
About.
Point of order.
Okay.
In
okay.
the station. In the station.
Bella,
thank
Bella,
you.
You are, Bella, you are out of order. That has nothing to do with this motion. Thank you. Okay. The next person on the stack is Kim.
First of all, I just want to say that Beth's amendment is changing the word shall to should is not well taken, since it already says should. So there's that.
So she wants to change should to shall, she said.
Right.
Oh, okay. We can vote on that, but he should, you know, and I think Michael understands the importance of having this for his own guidelines, the way that people do business. And I know that's a dirty word, you know, business, but so. That's it.
Okay, good. We're running out of time. So is there any objection to Kim's amendment?
I have no
to
amendment.
Substitute the word. Okay, Kim's
it was
motion.
Beth's amendment. It was Beth's amendment.
I'm sorry, Beth's amendment. Pardon me. Is there any objection to Beth's amendment to Kim's motion to substitute the word shall?
No,
should to substitute the word should with shall, and to replace November 30th with the
opposite.
Bella, you're out of order. If you speak out of order one more time,
that was Beth. That was not Bella.
Okay, Bella, if you speak out of turn one more time, I will request that this body vote to mute you for the rest of the meeting. You're given fair warning. Do not speak again unless you're recognized.
Okay. And I wanted to say I object, and this is not Bella. This is Sue. And it's not
okay.
Beth. It's Sue.
Sorry, Sue. Okay. Where are we?
Beth.
Are you? I'm sorry if I was yelling at you, Sue. I mistook you for Bella.
Yes.
Okay, so Sue, did you want to comment on this Beth's amendment?
I like should better than shall.
Okay, all right.
I object too. I object as well, John Winger.
Okay, so we will.
And my motivation is this: is that Kim already said it already says should, so. Maybe Beth would like to withdraw that part of it. If it already says should, then there's no need. We should vote on the remainder of the stuff where there's disagreement. If there's already should, then Beth's amendment to say make it say should is wasting time. So let's look at that.
Beth, why don't you let stop talking. Everybody stop talking. Stop. Okay. Beth? There's somebody talking in the background. Can you please mute yourself? I think it's Dan McCrory. Mute. Okay.
Nope.
Beth, can you please clarify your amendment?
Yeah. My proposal was to replace should with shall.
Good.
Because it's replacing
okay.
a judgment, our judgment, with a determinative action. He shall do this.
Correct. This word shall is a stronger word. It commands the person to do something. Should says, well, it's a judgment. It should be done, but it's not as positive a word as shall. So a shall is actually stronger in this instance. As a prior proofreader. Go ahead. Raymond, what's your point of information?
This committee does not tell the IGM what to do. If anything, this committee recommends to the LSV actions and activities as I read the bylaws. Thank you.
Yeah, John into the queue, please.
Point.
John
into the queue.
Grace, John into the queue.
Okay, nobody's in the queue right now. This is a significant point of order. Kim, I will give you a moment to rectify your motion so that it meets with this obvious point of order. How do you want to word it? This body doesn't have the authority to command or the IGM to take any action or to do anything.
Point of information.
Okay.
This is John. This is John Wenger. Point of information. Didn't Michael already say that he's already in favor of getting this thing out at the first moment as humanly possible? He's going to try his best. He agrees. But to make it a shall is unnecessary given what Michael has stated, unless we disbelieve Michael. He said, I will do everything humanly possible to get it done as soon as possible because we need it as soon as possible. He's got the motivation. He's already there. He's a volunteer.
He's already correct.
He's already agreeing to it. So I think that the shall versus should is moot because Michael's already agreeing, saying he'll do everything he can, short of cutting off his limbs.
Very good point. That's right. Now, I would suggest that John, that you make a motion to table this item. Tabling an item.
I object.
Puts it off the.
Yes.
Okay. Kim, you're out of order.
No, I'm
you
not.
You can object. You can object later. John, tabling this motion, Kim's motion, eliminates it for the moment. It can be brought back in the future. It is not debatable, and it passes with a majority vote. So would you like to move to table this motion, Kim's motion? Because, as you say, the purpose of the motion has already been achieved.
Yeah, it's a waste of time. I actually don't want to because I think we're over relying upon Robert's Rules of Orders. It's just an obviously a right thing to do. Michael's already agreed, so why give him a command? And unless Kim really has a reason for giving Michael a command, I'd like to hear it before I think about it. But somebody who's into Robert's Rules of Order, as Kim is, can do that. I think we're wasting time, and so I'm just going to watch you guys. Flounder with Robert's Rules of Order.
Beth has a substitute motion.
I hope it doesn't take a lot of time.
Okay. All right.
Those are out of order. We have a motion.
Okay, we're at a point where we're most likely out of, not only out of time for this agenda, this motion, but out of time for the whole agenda item, which is a Q&A with Michael. So I would entertain a motion to table Kim's motion, if anyone would like to make it.
Bella, motion to table Kim Kaufman's motion. Bella DeSoto, motion
okay.
to table.
All right, we'll see where this goes. It's
second,
not debatable.
If it moves on.
It's not debatable. We're just going to vote on it. Ken Aaron, Doug Barnett. Okay, Doug Barnett, I guess, is muted or not here. Fred Blair.
Pass.
Okay, Sue Cohn Johnson. Sue Cohn Johnson. Bella DeSoto.
Yes, to postpone.
Okay. Raymond Goldstone.
No.
Okay. Michael Heiss.
Yes, postpone.
Okay. It's not postponed. It's tabling. Similar, though.
Tabling, yeah.
Dave Johnson?
Okay, yes.
Okay, Dave Johnson? Okay. Don't hear Dave Johnson. Steve Kaiser?
Yes.
Okay. Kim Kaufman?
No.
Okay, Dan McCrory?
No.
Okay. Jonathan Markowitz?
Yes.
Jonathan?
Yes.
Can't hear you.
Pass.
John Marco. Pass. Okay. King Riley?
Yes.
Okay. Lawrence Reyes? Janine Roan? Ruth Strauss?
Yes.
Okay. Beth
Von
Gunten?
Janine Roan emails everybody that she's muted on Maestro.
It's all right. I didn't want to take a look. I beg that man. I'll pay.
Somebody's talking. Can you please mute yourself? Fred, can you see if you can unmute Janine?
I muted everybody, but I muted that the person with all that talking.
Yeah, thank you. Now, just a motion to table. Beth Von Gunten?
Abstain.
Okay. John Wenger?
Abstain.
Okay. So we're going to go back. Fred, you...
Two votes.
Okay, 1 second, Sue. Fred, you passed?
I'm going to abstain.
Okay. Sue?
Sue, yes, to table.
Okay. And we have John Markowitz,
Doug Barnett.
You passed?
Barnett here? No.
Yeah. Okay. And Dave Johnson? He doesn't seem to be on the call. Okay. John Markowitz, are you here? You passed.
I vote no to postpone the vote. Thank you. Or postpone.
Table.
Okay. All right. Janine Roan.
This is Janine. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. First of all, I'm in a car and there's no people around me. So the reason I was muted, I really don't understand. But my vote is to not postpone.
Janine, the reason you're muted is because of the wind noise.
Okay, thank you. Okay. I just wanted to clarify there. I was not having voices in the background. Thank you.
Okay. All right. So let's see what the count is here.
Did you vote, Madam Chair?
I have to count the votes first, Bill.
Okay.
And don't speak out of turn. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 yeses so far. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 no's. 1, 2, 3 abstentions. The chair votes yes. The motion to table passes.
What
was
the
total?
What is the number of yeses?
Okay, let me count this again.
Seven.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Seven.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 yeses. Six. Let's see if I'm right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 no's and 3 abstentions. The motion to table passes. We're moving on. And we'll need a motion to extend time to continue with the Q&A with Michael Novick.
Ten 10 minutes. Bella, extend
okay.
10 minutes.
Okay. Is there any objection to extending time for 10 minutes?
Yes, I object.
Okay, and who was that?
Raymond Goldstone.
Raymond Goldstone. Okay, is there any other objection to extending time for 10 minutes?
Yes, Mike.
Hearing... Okay, all right, let me understand. You don't want to have any more Q&A with, you don't want to have any Q&A with Michael Novick? Is that what you're
what
saying?
What else is on the agenda?
It's just the treasurer's report. That's it.
All right, I'll withdraw my objection.
Okay, and I don't have much of a report either. So,
all right, we've got 45 minutes left till 6 o'clock
okay.
anyway.
Chair, this is Jonathan. I object to I would like to extend 15 minutes for Michael Novick, not 10.
Okay, sure. Now, that's a substitute motion. Is there any objection to extending for 15 minutes? Hearing none, we're extended for 15 minutes. Okay. So, Michael, it's back to you.
Well, the only other thing I have to offer is that every time I turn around, I discover another bill that we need to pay. So, for example, there's a $5,000 annual sort of bond payment to the U.S. Forest Service for potential cleanup of the tower site that we have to pay on, I think, for 20 years until it reaches $100,000. So I just learned about that recently from Stuart, and it's on the agenda to pay by December 15th. We just got an increase in the bill for MailChimp, which is what's used for sending out the dispatch and for some internal communications. And that wasn't aware of that bill until I learned about the increase. It's going up from, I think, $225 a month to $265 a month. So, you know, in general, we need much clearer accounting and financial planning system than is currently in operation, because there are too many unknown unknowns, frankly. So I'm hopeful that once we do get access to Great Plains, I'll be able to sit down with Markeisha and look at, you know, as the bills have come in, I've tried to create a kind of flow chart of what's due and when, so that we can use that to guide, you know, prioritizing what we can pay. But it's not as complete as it should be. And as I say, we keep learning about other things that need to be paid. So going back to the motion you postponed, whether with or without the motion, I'm trying to work on, you know, having a clear picture of what is happening and what income we need to raise to meet our obligations so that we can continue to operate. And I have, you know, the same caveat I had last month at the station with the on-air fundraising is basically raising enough during the course of a fund drive to pay for the days of the fund drive and not much else in terms of our operations. So we have to have sources of income outside the on-air fundraising until we can increase our audience by a substantial factor, and therefore hopefully revive our on-air fundraising. You know, the average has been roughly $4,300 a day, somewhere in that vicinity, maybe 45 sometimes. And, you know, that was a good hour not that long ago in the history of the station. So we have to, you know, find ways to raise money off-air and find ways to increase our on our audience. We do want to look at monetizing, you know, different social media fundraising and things like podcasting and the website where we can have advertising. I did raise to the whole staff the PNB motion that was adopted regarding looking at underwriting, and we're trying to, you know, reach some determinations about that, but we have to have more income than we currently have, or we're not going to stay in business. That's the long and the short of it.
And, Jonathan, I'm in the stack.
Okay, hold on. Who's that, Jonathan Markowitz for the stack?
Yeah.
Okay,
Jonathan,
hold on a moment. Okay, Jonathan and Sue. Now, just a moment. Michael,
Kim.
can you repeat? Okay, Kim. Can you repeat what you said about the Forest Service I didn't get that clearly.
Yes, there's a bond that we have to pay to the Forest Service for the potential necessity for a cleanup of the site. And so the way that's been scheduled is it's $5,000 payment every year for 20 years, and the next payment is coming due in December, this current month. The idea is that if at some point the transmitter has to be dismantled, there's a cost involved. They want to have a bond in effect. So I was not involved in anything related to when it was set up, but I think this is the third or the fourth year that they're paying that, but I learned about it only recently from Stuart. And,
okay, is that over and above the rent we pay for the land?
There is. We're not paying rent on the land because of the nonprofit status. That's my understanding. It's the only payment we have to make.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Thank you. Okay, Jonathan, John Markowitz.
Yes, there's two questions I have, Michael. One is about, are there any pre-recorded cards that or anybody has ever mentioned during Fund Drive that the National Board on October 27th made a decision to sell the KPFK building and the land, number one? Number two, I'm concerned that anyway, if you could answer that first question, then I'll answer the second.
There's no cards I'm aware of. I think it was discussed on both one of the GM reports and the LSB report to the listeners, but I don't believe there's a card about it, and we're not.
Okay, because I the reason I'm bringing this up is I think this is really critical. If you want to try to motivate listener interest to contribute money to Pacifica and to the station, it will certainly make listeners aware how dire the situation is if they are aware that the building that we have.
No, we're not trying to tell them.
Raymond of the staff.
Doug on the staff.
Okay, hold on. Jonathan was in the middle of speaking.
I just wanted to
try not to.
Other issue
try
is.
Not to,
I just
okay,
I wanted
Jonathan,
to.
John, hold on a second. Hold on a
thank
second.
Thank you.
Don't ask for the stack when the person is in the middle of speaking, please. I couldn't even get who you were. So, after he's done speaking and after Michael responds to his question, then you can ask for the stack. Go ahead, John.
Okay, what is needed is a detailed report of the problems that are happening with the online interconnection for the live stream of the signal and what's going on with the primary computer. Now, I did hear some information that apparently the server for the station, I don't know if this is the same computer, is actually located with the affiliates. I heard somebody say something about this
no.
through email.
Okay, can I just clarify quickly? I did refer to it earlier. Maybe you weren't. There's some kind of networking problem where the PRA network and the KPFK network got crossed with each other, and that interference has knocked our intranet, essentially, out of functioning. So there are two networks on our side and one on their side, and they're working on trying to separate them and reactivate them.
Is there any explanation how this could have happened, and that's why we lost our online broadcast over the internet?
My understanding is that the effort to there was an effort to rework the network and the phone system in particular that somebody came in who had worked at KPFA. That process was never completed, and the consequence of that knocked the phones out here. In the process of getting the phones working and then trying to restore other network functions, it's possible that something was, physically connected that should not have been. They're trying to track and trace the cabling and the networking and what's Fred can probably say more than I can. We see the computer engineer, but we were in there for several hours the other day, just trying to track and figure out where things are connected and how. because there is no chart of the various cable connections, physical cable connections of a networking system. Right now, because the internet is only accessible somehow through the PRA gateway and not through the KPFK gateway, we can have internet on the computer in the master control, but if we have it, it cannot access the rest of the network to stream what's that. That's the best I can give you of an explanation of what's actually happening. How it's being corrected at this point requires Majid Matin, who did come in and help us restore the phones, to do some more troubleshooting. We've had several days of trying to get the whole thing solved, and it hasn't happened yet.
Is Stuart Landau involved in that process?
John, you're out of time.
John,
you're out of time. You're out of time. Next, we have Sue and Kim. Would anyone else like to be on the stack before I recognize them?
Bella.
Okay. Anyone else? Somebody else?
Doug.
Pardon me?
Doug.
Anyone else? Anyone else? Okay.
Yes, Grace, this is John Wenger. I'd like to be in the back as well.
Okay.
Madam Chair, Doug asked to be on the stack before me.
I heard, Bella, you don't have to help me, okay? Very good.
Oh, well.
I have him. I heard him. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. So, next is Sue. Go ahead, Sue. You have the floor.
Poor Michael Novick. I'm sorry. Back in the day, around 1985, we used to have breast cleaning parties, and a bunch of volunteers would go up to the transmitter site and clean up the site. And that seemed to be what they required at the time. And that's all.
Okay, thanks. I'll look into it. We've been requesting more volunteers. We have had a volunteer come in to clean the building, which was helpful, and did a very great job, Greg Poise, for a couple of days. And we're trying to get volunteers in to train as board ops, because we need more coverage for board ops that would help the flow of everything that happens here. We've had, you know, we have to have a lot of stuff automated. And without a person on premises, it's a very risky process. That's why we've had some dead air situations. So, yes, if you know any volunteers who want to assist in any way, shape, or form, we're very open to having them and look forward to them. I will say that Stuart was out at the transmitter the other day because Southern California Edison was doing some maintenance, and he wanted to be there to make sure that we did not, you know, have any power problems. There are, however, on our side, power problems. Up there are several of the power supplies, two kilowatt power supplies. There's a whole bank of them that are needed, and a couple of them are, you know, deteriorating, and we need to replace them. Those would be additional expenses that we need to budget for.
Well,
thank you. Kim is next.
All right. First of all, I have mentioned that $5,000 payment, yearly payment to the U.S. Forest Service that we have been paying since, I believe, Christine was IGM. I'm not sure, Michael, what you said, that we don't pay rent, but we pay something, or we do pay something every month. What did you say it was, if it's not rent?
No, I said that $5,000 payment is not rent, it's a bond.
No. I'm not talking about the $5,000. I'm talking about the other. We still pay an amount, monthly amount. It's on the financials under, you know, that line item.
Okay, I'll look for it.
It is.
Tower rent? No tower rent?
Excuse me. Sue, I have the floor. Under line 87, rent, tower.
Okay.
And you can see that,
Kim, it's $1,900 a month. Excuse me, $1,955
a month. No. Yes. As you can see, in December, it was $6,937. That's where we paid the $5,000.
Okay.
So there it is. But you're saying it's not rent, and if it's not rent, then what is it?
The $5,000 is not rent. It's a bond for...
I know that. I know that. I'm not talking about the 5K. I'm talking about the rest of it.
Okay, so 1990, I see it's supposed to be rent. I stand corrected.
Okay. And also, what's in there may be the rent or whatever it is that we pay on the two translators that we have. You also said earlier that the average was about $4,300, but the average for the last fund drive was, in fact, $3,910. So, you know, I would round it up to $4,000 per day. And
Tim, your time has expired.
Okay. I have one more. Pardon me? What?
You're talking about by 34, and I think it was 31, but I'll check.
No, it was 34. And also, the PNB did pass a motion that all of the stations had to raise their revenue by 25% by April. So, you know, I don't know how carefully you want to pay attention to that, but that's out there, and that is the expectation that the programming should be raising the revenue. So, you know, you can look at the last fund drive and what programs made zero or $100 for the whole drive and kind of, you know, make your plans going forward. And one more thing, it's really just insane that my little simple motion was tabled. That's just nuts. But thank you, Michael, for understanding the importance of it.
Thank you. Bella is next.
I want to also draw attention to the power supplies that Michael was referring to, because I did my own personal inquiry. Apparently, each power supply, and there's many of them, and about three of them need to be replaced right now. They went up from $450 each to $933 each, and we have to replace at least three of them right now. And that is why by next year, five of them. They do last quite a while, but there's, you know, they do come due. They need to be replaced every so often. The other thing is that our signal has been, delivery has been suffering because of this. And our signal is only delivering about 90% of the power of the signal. So, it is considerable. It is, you can hear it. You can hear the degradation. And I've been getting complaints about that from listeners. But I want to go back to the issue of the accounts payable that Michael Novick, now that he is inside, speaking about. For many years, those people that have been on this committee, I have been requesting a good accounts payable aging report. We were denied that for quite a while. We started getting them only in the last 2 years. And I was told that not all the accounts payable could be placed into Great Plains, which is a complete lie, unless you know what you're doing. And that is the reason why we have not been able to budget.
Your time has expired.
Okay, I'll end right now. That is the reason why we have not been able to budget properly, and we get these weird numbers on the P&L. And
thank
I want
you,
to
Bella.
See a general.
Thank you, Bella.
And
I request a general
ledger to substantiate all these numbers. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Doug?
On Bella's point, or if we can't maintain our effective radiated power, we put our license at risk. That's part of the agreement, which we paid zero for 60 years ago. This meeting house was sold by our parent church about three times in two or three years. And we, as this meeting house, we withdrew from the corporation, which is supported in case law. Over.
Thank you. Any comment, Michael? Hearing none, I'll recognize
John
Wenger.
Point of information. Point of information, Ms. Janine.
Go ahead, Janine. What's up?
Can Doug Barnett explain that? I don't understand the very last statement he said.
Well, I'm ready to talk.
Okay. Go ahead. Do you want to clarify that, Doug?
Pacific Yearly Meeting was incorporated, and the Quakers don't usually use corporations because they're controlled by the Secretary of State. We don't ask for permission to get married, etc. But our corporation that controls California, Oregon, and Nevada, and parts of Arizona tried to sell this meeting house like four times, and in 2008, we withdrew from their corporation, which allowed us to go anonymous or without their support. That's supported in case law for some churches, especially in California.
We have information.
Can I
follow up?
No, you cannot.
Grace, point of order. I want to talk about Pacifica business, and this is an interesting thing Doug's talking about. Why don't we handle the current topic first? And I'm in the queue, and I'm up.
Okay, this is a Q&A with the interim GM, Michael Novick, and you are up. And Janine, if you want to be placed on the stack, I'll put you on the stack. And Raymond also wants to be on the stack. Okay.
Okay. I just want to. I mean, I apologize. I thought that he was making that statement pertaining to the Pacifica conversation, and I didn't understand the correlation.
Okay. Right. Very
and
good. We're going to continue.
And you're jumping the queue. Jumping the queue. Okay. I'm ready to go. May I proceed?
Go ahead, John. Go ahead.
Yeah. I heard Michael use the word spectrum. I also have spectrum, and I was in a, and I had we had some power intermittencies here, and my internet went out. So I've been going into my internet quite a bit and working with the spectrum technicians, and they're actually pretty good. There's some crackling going on. I believe that the right thing to do, Michael, is to get a spectrum technician out there. And with either of the accounts, so you would be the KPFK account, not the PRA account, and say, our internet is totally screwed up. So I want you to look at the cable modem bringing in the signal and the routers and fix the KPFK signal and disconnect us from the PRA. And the PRA should probably at the same time call Spectrum and say, our accounts are jumbled together. Our wiring's jumbled together. I would like a spectrum technician to come out. And while the spectrum technician is disentangling KPFK from the PRA, I want the other spectrum technician coming out to service the PRA account to make sure that PRA service does not get discontinued. You need two surgeons to do the work of the network. Now, I have a couple of business class routers, and they've gotten screwed up with my experience with Spectrum, but I'm going to be researching that. And then within a day, I may be capable of doing this, but I can't promise anything, and I don't know if I have the time to do it. But the point is, this is a technical problem, and Spectrum has technicians who can come out and do this. And when they've been out to my house, they've been very good. So that's my suggestion, Michael, and I'd like to know what you think of it.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you, John.
I raised the possibility with John Almella. He thought the problem was entirely internal, but since we're now into day three, we'll take a look at that.
I couldn't quite hear that. Your voice is awfully rough and muffled.
I raised the question of going to Spectrum with John Almella, who's the National Pacifica tech person who's been trying to deal with this in looking at the network. He thought the problem was entirely internal to our intranet and the way it was configured. But given that it's now 3 days, we'll take a look at having Spectrum come out. But there was internet to the building, but it was not being distributed within the building by our intranet the way it should be, so that the computers and the printers could talk to each other and that the NASA control had access.
Michael, I can tell you for sure the problem was the problem are with the routers. I know that for a fact. I would bet my life on it. Okay. It's the routers. Get the techs to come out and fix the routers.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Very good, John. All right. Next is next on the stack is Raymond.
I have nothing more to say.
Okay. You did ask for the stack, though, didn't you?
Yes, and I thank you for recognizing.
Okay, very good. Next is Janine, and then I put myself on the stack. Janine?
No, I don't have anything except I didn't understand what Doug was talking about, but if it wasn't related to KPFK or California corporate law, I don't need to know anything. If it did, I just don't understand the correlation that he was trying to make.
Okay. Since we're really running low on time, I think you should take it communicate to him directly, then bring it up at a future meeting if you think it's relevant. Okay, I put myself in the stack. I'd just like to say that Michael, I believe our LSB meeting on the Sunday the 18th, is that correct? And at that meeting we'll be electing officers. And I hope that you might be able to find the time to put an on-air announcement for the treasurer and secretary positions and place that on the website if possible. What do you think?
Sure.
Okay.
Definitely on the website. And that's not this Sunday. It's a week from Sunday, right? So we'll get to it.
A week from Sunday, right? The 18th.
Yeah.
Yes.
Point of information.
Okay, just giving
point
you
of information.
Okay,
yeah,
Ruth, go
you.
Ahead.
Good
go ahead, Ruth.
Is this an announcement to say that elections are coming and therefore people who are interested should notify someone, or I'm unclear? Thank you.
Okay, there will be an election for officers in the December LSB meeting.
Well, I mean, how do we know who's running or anything? I don't get it.
Okay.
The treasurer and the secretary need not be members of the local station board, so I think she's saying that people who are interested in those positions could put themselves forward. Isn't that right?
That's correct.
Excuse me. And when would they be putting themselves forward? None of this is all new to me, I'm sorry. And it's very, very muffled. Yeah, it's very muffled.
Try again, Michael.
I was saying that the nominations that would take place at the board meeting, right?
Yeah, but people from outside the board might want to step up to nominate themselves at that meeting. Or contact the chair and secretary and vice chair prior to the meeting about their eligibility and desire to serve. Okay. Michael?
Something needs to be done about that.
Okay. Very good.
Oh, okay. Sure. We'll put it up on the website, and I'll see you about getting the cart made.
It can't be just the website. It needs to be announcement or emails or whatever. Yeah, not everybody goes to the website.
I'll see you about getting a cart made.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Ruth. Yeah. Thank you, Michael. We're way out of time for this agenda item.
I moved to extend 2 minutes, 3 minutes.
Object.
It's now 5:46. We're not going to. We're going to move on. We're almost out
of
time.
It's only one question. It's only one question for Michael. He can answer real quick.
You already spoke, Bella, and you probably spoke more than once. So, if you can make it 15 seconds, if you can make it 15 seconds,
Michael,
I'll let you do it.
Michael, it was asked by Jonathan Markowitz if we could put up a card announcing the decision that the PMD took on October 27th. On October 27th. Why is there a beep? Why is there a beep? Who's making that noise?
Bella, just continue.
And it is urgent, Michael Novick, that a card be put up announcing that decision to alert the public, the listeners, and the membership. This is very critical. This should have been done immediately. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Now, we're done with this agenda item. The next agenda item is the Treasurer's Report, which we have hardly any time for. So just give a brief report. As Michael mentioned, there's a big problem with connectivity with the Internet and et cetera in the National Office, affecting the National Office, the archives, and KPFK principally. So it's being there's an attempt to have it be resolved. It looks like Markeisha may have been able to access Allegiance today, but that's a one report. Hopefully that's true. We have got no extra financials since the ones that we sent out, that I sent out to you all, the consolidated that we reviewed earlier. That's about all I have. We're almost out of time. And the next meeting
Move to extend.
Okay, Bella, we don't have to extend. Okay?
Why? Because you don't want questions asked of you?
Bella, you're out of order. You're out of order.
You are giving a report. I have the right to ask questions. We all do. If you are giving a report as treasurer.
Okay, Bella, you're out of order. Okay, so we have
I second that motion.
Okay.
To extend.
Stop. I'm not done. Okay, I'm not done speaking. I don't appreciate being interrupted. I sent out a report about what went on in the National Finance Committee meeting yesterday, and also, as I wanted to mention, our next meeting is a regular Finance Committee meeting, KPFK Finance Committee meeting, which will be on Wednesday, December 28th. Okay, and I'll if somebody wants to make
a motion to extend.
Okay. How long do you want to extend this for?
5 minutes. 5 to 10 minutes.
Point of information.
Okay. Go ahead, Janine. What's your point of information?
Well, I guess, you know, the reason I'm seconding the motion to extend is because I'm not sure how much longer we have for this meeting. And so any questions?
10 minutes.
Yeah. It's 5:50. We have 10 more minutes.
Okay.
And so we do have a little bit of time.
Raymond with a question for the treasurer.
Sue has a question.
We need to extend.
Okay, we don't need to extend now unless we have 10 minutes left to the meeting.
Yes, that's not enough.
Okay, thank you, Bella.
That's why I'm
extending for 5 minutes is not going
to
do anything. Let me explain. A motion to extend takes a 2/3 vote.
So let's vote.
Bella, you made a motion that didn't make any sense. So we're going to continue with the Q&A. And then in a few minutes, if you want to make a motion to extend, I'll accept it. But right now we have two people on the stack.
Raymond, will be on the stack.
Okay. Raymond and I believe it was Sue. Am I correct, Sue?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Raymond, go ahead. What is your question?
You mentioned that Markeisha has access to Grand, what is it? I've lost the name of the number.
Great point. I think that was earlier in the meeting. I may be mistaken.
It was in your report. And I wanted to comment that
yes.
She has had that access, but the files are empty.
Okay. All right. I think the gist of the report from Stephanie is that she was able to access the information. But anyway, but thank you for that, making that point, Raymond. Is there anything else?
Not for me.
I thought the last meeting that our earlier agreement had been to meet every week in December, and then we eliminated one of them and agreed to meet today. But aren't we supposed to meet on the 14th?
No.
No, that failed. Okay.
So not until, what about the 21st?
No.
Okay, there was no interest in that. If somebody wants to make a motion to meet between now, a special meeting. The only thing we know is that any meeting besides the regular meeting on the 28th will have to be a special meeting.
Ruth to the stack.
Okay,
what more business do we have? What more business did we have? Did we leave hanging?
Just in terms of financial business, just Michael's motion that's been hanging on the agenda for quite some time that we're not going to have time to reach today. Okay, Bella, you're the next person on the stack.
Yes. Every meeting at this committee, I noticed that there's never time to finish the agenda. I don't recall a meeting in recent times that we have been able to go through the entire agenda. This has got to stop. The other thing is that you made a mistake because it was not, excuse me, Markeisha did not access Allegiance. Her issue was accessing the glitch, was accessing the Great Plains. She has now been able to. So I want to straighten that out for the stream. The other thing is that we made an agreement. There was no motion. But when you were elected, and I have written to you about this in the group repeatedly, you agreed to look into the PMB Finance Committee as to what are the perimeters of what kind of reports, why and not, they can be provided to this committee and the public. You have never gotten back to us on that issue. And you promised when you were elected that that would be your first course of action. Because I objected, and then all of a sudden you said, I agree, it is too stringent. So can you please follow up on what needs to be followed up? And also, I want you to give us a report for the last two prior meetings of the Finance Committee, which you were elected as treasurer to attend. Thank you.
Okay.
You mean to the staff?
There are no... As Beth has explained, and I have explained in the past, there are no other reports available. We don't have finance staff or backup anymore. We did have NETA at one time. We don't have a local business manager. I can't get information for you all, which doesn't exist, and I don't have the capacity to magically find the money to hire personnel to do the work necessary to generate those reports. That's about it. That's all I can say, Bella. You can continue to. Also, I did send you all reports, notes for every single National Finance Committee meeting. If you look in your emails, you will find them. Okay,
when
the next person on the deck is Bella. You are finished.
We need a general
okay.
ledger.
Next is Ruth.
Ruth. Yes, thank you. Okay, I attend a lot of committee meetings, so I may be mistaken, and Beth would probably be able to set me straight. I thought that we did have some meeting, I don't know whether it was this committee, I thought it was the Finance Committee, that given that the National Board Finance Committee is meeting weekly, that we were going to have quote-unquote special meetings in between, meaning that they would be meetings confined to discussing financial things that had to do with, you know, what's happening at a national level at KPFK, not a general agenda. Am I hallucinating? Thank you.
Okay,
yes.
Ruth, there was an attempt to have a meeting every week of this committee. That motion went nowhere in the last meeting. The only thing that passed was having this meeting as a special meeting tonight.
Okay,
no,
thank you.
No meeting was scheduled. If you'd like to do that now, you can. You'd have to extend this meeting by 15 minutes first, and then you can put it.
I think it probably was discussed, so I'm not going to do that because I think if we discussed it before and it didn't happen, then I assume that the overwhelming sentiment is, do not interrupt me. Do not interrupt me. Thank you. I assume that the general sentiment is not to do that since it didn't happen last week. Thank you.
Thank you, Ruth.
I move to extend.
Janine, we have hardly any time left. Bella, you are not recognized. The next person on the stack is Janine. It's 2:56, which is the time certain to end this meeting. Janine, go ahead.
Hi. Okay, so a couple of weeks ago, I forwarded an email that I had sent to the National Finance Committee, and I sent it to the entire Finance Committee here. And it had to do with the fact that we don't have a balance sheet for the foundation. And I asked you on the last meeting why we can't have our own financials here. It used to happen with our business manager. So Great Plains, I don't see why Michael can't access his own financials here. But I asked you to ask the finance committee about that, and I really haven't heard back. But in general, we should know, everyone should know, listening, that we don't have a balance sheet. And the optics of this to the listeners, listener members, the fact that we're selling a major asset, we don't have a balance sheet. Most of our IRS statements, I mean, the only ones that I found show that our assets do not include the signal. And so we are selling a major asset, which is against the bylaws. So on top of this, to have our books not accessible to us for 3 months straight is just very, the optics of it is horrible. And I would think at least we could get our own financials for this station. And somebody should be able to go, as a business manager did years ago, into just the KPFK records and be able to get us our own full financials, GL, general ledger, and everything. So I'd like to see that Michael looks into that if he's still on the call.
Okay, thank you, Janine. Michael, would you like to? Are you still on the call? All right. I suggest, Janine, that you write that up to Michael and copy the rest of this ask that question of Michael in writing in an email, and copy the rest of this committee so that we can get a whatever response Michael has. Okay, we're now
point
out
of clarification.
Time. Who is this?
Raymond.
Okay, Raymond, go ahead.
It's 6 o'clock. We should adjourn.
Okay, Bella, you're out of order. I recognize Raymond.
Move to adjourn at 6 p.m.
Okay, Bella, you're not recognized. Raymond, are you there?
Into this. Yes,
okay.
I'm not feeling catty enough to fight Bella.
Okay, I recognize you, Raymond. What is it? What question do you have or comment?
I wanted to clarify that the sale of a single asset is not a violation of the bylaws. And
correct.
It's being kicked around as if it is, and it isn't.
Well, you know.
It may be terrible, it may be harsh, but it is not a violation of Pacifica's bylaws.
You are absolutely correct. We've gone over this with lawyers in the past. You are correct. Janine and anyone else should carefully read the bylaws. Okay, it's 6:02. We are now adjourned. See you on December 28th. And happy holidays, everybody. And listen, I know how much you all care about this station and the upset we all feel about the financial situation. It's palpable. It is very upsetting, but I know that you all care deeply, which is why you come to these meetings and keep enduring the meetings and reviewing the situation. Much appreciated. And anyway, I hope you all have happy holidays, and we'll be together again on December 28th.